Hey, good peeps of Pig City and the Global Village. They call me Bruce, and welcome to Whoop It Up with UMFM, our Summer of 22 mini-series spotlight on the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. The Whoop and Holler Folk Festival takes place on a beautiful farm just outside of Portage la Prairie, August 27th and 28th. Full details can be found at whoopandholler.com and all socials. Episodes can be found at umfm.com. 101.5 UMFM is a proud media sponsor. Due to popular demand, the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival now has an encore Sunday night and even a second encore for all you party animals. Prairie Soul and Toad Turner are now added to it, but shh, it's not on the website. And these are the latest projects for Dustin Harder and friends, all veterans of the local scene, two bands in one. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram, but I gotta say, they've got a real low profile. Welcome, Dustin Harder.
Hi, Bruce.
How's things going with Prairie Soul Acoustic?
Things are going fantastic. Yeah, we just came off of playing the Prairie Soul Acoustic set along with Toad Turner, the double band, at Fire and Water, and ran into Linda and Josh from Hoop and Holler, and she really loved the new materials that I was delivering and the instrumentation and artists that I was working with for the acoustic project. Lo and behold, now we're at it to the finale of the Hoop Holler this year.
We knew about this a while ago, but it was kept a secret because, surprise, everybody likes surprises. And surprise, you get two bands in one. Tell us about how that came about. Like, what makes you a Venn diagram?
I was working with the Prairie Soul Electric group, and Budgie came across Cara a couple years ago and said, I know you've been looking for some other female backup vocals and whatnot, and he suggested I get in touch with Cara. And her and I became friends and started working together and doing the odd show here and there. And I'd add her to the bills that I was doing with Prairie Soul Electric and the events. One thing led to another where we brought in Roger Fournier on Muck Bucket bass and Paul Palmer on percussions. And really wanted to start developing more of Cara's music. But lo and behold, we were also finding a new spin, and it was a new group of people that I could express my artistry and my songwriting in an acoustic fashion that I've always wanted to do. So it just kind of symbiotically fell together, and we've been doing our thing and tightening up and bringing joy into people's lives ever since.
And on stage, do they get one right after the other, like a songwriter circle or a songwriter's duo? Or do you transition from Prairie Soul into Toad Turner?
It's always a little different. We do have a plan for this show, though, to start our set with Prairie Soul acoustic music. And then with a particular song called Beautiful, we're amalgamating and morphing into the Toad Turner, where Cara will then take over the lead vocals. And we'll also be introducing Roger Fournier on vocals as well.
And Roger is the glue that holds it together. He's in the middle of the Venn diagram.
Some people say I stick.
I don't want to reply to that because I'm afraid of the answer. Tell us about the glorious experience of not having to be captain and just showing up for the game for both. What do you love about being part of both?
Part of both? I get to sing a lot. And I get to play the washed-up bass a lot, and those are two of my very favorite things. And I get to play guitar a little bit, so that's very good. And I love dogs barking as well, so we're going to have a lot of that.
Now, talk to us a little bit about the washed-up bass, because you and Twisty play the washed-up bass, the two best examples in the city. And at first, you know, it's something you think of a Bugs Bunny cartoon, but... It's brutally difficult. There are no frets. There's nothing set to standard. How do you manage to play that? How do you learn to play a washed-up bass?
Well, first of all, it's sheer force of will. And second of all, my tub is nothing like Twisty's. And you'll see it's all loose and all pieces that just kind of hang together until I sit behind it and turn it into transform it into an instrument. And how do I get the notes is I listen. I was taught to listen at a very young age and to listen real good at a very young age. And so that's what I do. I I've been doing it now for a number of decades.
So not the thing for somebody who's more of a technician than a play by ear.
Totally by ear. All by ear. If I can't hear it, I can't play it.
I have muscle memory, and even if I can't hear it, I could still play it.
And what about you, Kara? Do you play by ear, or are you a technician?
I'm a little bit of both. At certain times, certain things will sing back to me, and I can hear things in a new and different way. And certain times, I'm kind of diving into, the mathematical pattern forms of it all. Definitely patterns. And you can see it too in sometimes when you close your eyes, I suppose you could see it to some degree. It moves around you. It's connected to all the molecules of the universe. And that's sometimes why playing a show doesn't just mean it's a band. It's like every molecule that comes into that moment to really create something really special. For me, anyway, I can only speak for myself, but for me, it's on a molecular level, it's something very interesting.
And I'm pretty certain that's everybody that is at the Whoop and Holler Folk Festival. What is it that you folks love about Whoop and Holler so much?
I know I could speak for myself. I think this will be the first time that Roger and Paul and Kara will be attending Whoop and Holler.
Yeah, we're just birthing it, so we're in for a new experience.
But myself, having performed there a few years back with the Electric Outfit, there's something that has to be said about just the energy and the location and the love that's been put into that property over the years that transcends when everybody gets there and gathers. And the energy is just like no other festival that I've ever experienced. So I'm very excited to be participating in it again this year.
Roger here. Yes, okay. I was looking for, because I've heard about the Whoop and Holler Festival, and I met Linda a number of years ago, and I've always wanted to go, and I heard such good things about it. Just the last week, someone asked me which acts I want to see at Whoop and Holler, and my reply to that was, I want to become part of the acts of kindness that are going to take place at this festival.
Wow, well said. Kara, you're up.
My friend Doug and Billy the Bird were talking about being over there and them having a wonderful time, and sounds like they're pretty welcoming. Yeah, it's going to be a new experience. I'm going to have to breathe a lot. Just enjoy the little gifts of it from here to there. Try and be present.
Kara has a very a strong presence. She attracts and puts out love into the world and gets it back tenfold.
And for me, the beauty of it in my life, because it was kind of like when I was younger, I used to go walking in the forest or something, and I would just kind of sing for whatever was around me, whether it be like the leaves or the birds, things I couldn't see, or the owls, and you could hear everything around you changing and kind of singing back to you in a beautiful way. So that's part of awakening my own soul.
Kara, Roger, Dustin, Prairie Soul Acoustic, and Toad Turner, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Bruce. I just would like to let the listeners know before we go to follow Prairie Soul Music or Dustin Harder, both on Facebook, as well as Toad Turner. If you want to hear us, you're going to have to come to the Whoop and Holler.
And thank you for tuning in to Whoop It Up with UMFM. Check out all episodes at umfm.com, all festival details at whoopandholler.com. And please, do join us August 27th and 28th. Until we meet again, be good, have fun, stay motivated.